Today, I just want you to understand something. I will honor the women at the end of the service. And normally, sometimes you come and there's a Mother's Day message. And the Lord laid on my heart that for a message for everyone. Amen. So just bear with me and we'll see what the Lord has to say to us. We're expecting a mighty move of God. And you know, I was looking at, the Lord was speaking to me about what the Spirit's going to come in. It's been coming and flowing like in waves, but there's a tsunami that's coming. But the tsunami isn't going to bring damage. Okay? He isn't coming here. He didn't send his word to destroy people. He sent it to bring life and the abundance thereof. And today, he's got some words of life to speak to us, because how many have been waiting for something from the Lord? How many are expecting and they're looking for something from the Lord? Okay, come on. Amen. So we're all in the same room. Amen. So in James 1, verse number 5, it says this. He says, if any of you lack wisdom, James 1, 5, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea that's driven in with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Now, in God's word, he gives us instruction. So we're going to look in the book of instruction. Remember, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for correction, for doctrine, for correction, for reproof and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Okay? So it's for instruction. So we're looking back in Proverbs chapter 8 in our text today. Our thought here today is God's given us instructions to obtain, maintain, and to sustain. Okay? In other words, when we're seeking the Lord, we're seeking to obtain. Then we have to maintain what's given us and sustain even through times of adversity. Okay? So in our scripture reference today in Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 32, the word of God says, now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. So the title of this morning's message is simply patiently waiting. Patiently waiting. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 says, they that wait upon the Lord, that he shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint. There's five things I'm going to share with you briefly out of this text today. While we're patiently waiting, duty continues. Difficulties exist. At times, doubt will rise. Delay will try to weary you, but determination settles the matter. Amen? Duty continues. Difficulties exist. Doubt rises. Delay wearies. And determination settles. Are you with me? Can we lift our word and make a declaration here in the house today? Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful again, Father God, for who you are. Now again, I pray, Father God, that you speak to me today, Father God. May the words that proceed out of these lips bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's gathered here today. May there not be one of us that leave this room today unchanged, because your plan is for now. You are now God, and you're here to do something in every heart and every life. And Lord, when everything is said and done and completed, you'll receive all glory and honor because we gathered in your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. First off, we find in verse number 32, "Now therefore hearken unto me, ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways." Duty continues. This word blessed in the Hebrew comes from the Hebrew word esher. It's spelled E-S-H-E-R, and it means happy. Happiness. Amen? So he's saying, happy is you, happy. Now if you hearken unto me, you children, happy are you that keep my way. So first we're going to look at duty continues as we're patiently waiting. Just because we're waiting for something from the Lord, we do not stop. We continue to move forward. Amen? Look with me in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Verse number 13. The word of God declares, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Amen. Man's looking on the outward appearance, but God, he's looking upon our hearts. So we're going to take this. This is the Old Testament. So now we're going to look at what Jesus had to say. So look with me in Matthew chapter 22. We're ministers of the New Testament. Remember? Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were questioning Jesus. I'm on the commandments in Matthew 22. And just so you understand, the word of God, the law was fulfilled in Christ Jesus. It wasn't abolished. There was no answer to the law. But by grace and mercy, Jesus through his Spirit, God sent his Spirit so that we could be overcomers. Amen? Because now I can do all things through that strengthens me. So in Matthew 22, verse number 37, Jesus said this unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And this is the first and great commandment. Love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Here I am waiting. Go ahead.
Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Hide me in your love, Lord, bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more and more. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me, and I will rise.
They that wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength, and they shall mount up. But the duty continues. We're to love the Lord thy God with all of our heart. Not our leftovers, our best part. With our soul and our mind, we have the mind of Christ. In other words, what God says is, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Man's looking again on the outward man, but God's looking at our hearts. He wants us to love him with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind. And then what does he say? And the second is like unto the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus told us this. He taught us how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Amen. In other words, we're to love our neighbor. We're to forgive one another. If you have aught against anyone, we're to forgive for Christ's sake. Amen? He says that duty continues. What is my duty? To love the Lord and to love everyone else. To love the Lord and to love everyone else. To love the Lord and to love everyone else. It's not difficult. And it's not difficult. And guess what? I can do all things through Christ. If I try to do it on my own strength, guess what? Love will cover a multitude of sins. And if we have the spirit of love inside of us, we don't have it. It's not an option for us. It's not a choice. He even tells us to bless them that despitefully use you and persecute you for my name's sake, for great is your reward. Amen? In other words, love is what's going to do. So our duty is continued. Our duty is to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, and our soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. That's all. And if you do that, you'll fulfill everything in the commandments. Amen? Not only that, I want you to understand that not only does our duty continue, as we're patiently waiting, but difficulties exist. Anybody going through anything difficult lately? Hello? So let's go back to Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 33. He says, hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. So God has given us basic instructions before leaving earth. This is our instruction book. God has given us instructions. So he says, hear it, and don't refuse it. In other words, we got to do something with what we hear. I got to be a hear-doer, not just a hearer. Okay? You hear what he's saying. So look with me in 2 Timothy chapter 2. We're talking about difficulties. Difficulties still exist while we're waiting in the waiting room for our answer. We're patiently waiting. I was reminded of what the Apostle Paul wrote to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 3. He says to his student Timothy, he says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, when you think of a soldier, what comes to your mind? When I think of a soldier, I think of warfare. I think of battle. Amen? That we're going to have battles. We're going to have warfare in this life. He said, no man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. Amen? In other words, we're soldiers for the kingdom of God. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 4, that the weapons of our warfare and this battle are not carnal, or they're not natural, but they're mighty through God. Amen? Just like it's my duty to continue, I need to allow his love to flow through me, this battle and this warfare that I'm facing, those things that I don't understand, I can't fight it in the natural. But that thing that's coming against me is mighty through God. The weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for pulling down every stronghold, casting down imaginations. Amen? So in other words, God isn't denying that you're going through a difficult time. God sees you when you're on the mountaintop, and he sees us when we're in the valley. But he is saying to us today, as we're patiently waiting for him, that our duty continues, that difficulties will exist, but we're not fighting this battle alone. You know, I love Zechariah, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. You know, my Bible says that I'm not wrestling against flesh and blood. Now, even though flesh and blood comes against me, I'm not wrestling with flesh and blood. I can't put a face on it. And if we look and we put a face on it, we'll never get the fullness of forgiveness and deliverance that God has purchased for you and I. We're wrestling against, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness and high places. That the battle is not with people. If we're going to put a face on the adversary, we're going to put a face, we'll never overcome him. Amen? Because we're not fighting people. God wants you to know today that our duty continues, that difficulties exist. You know, sometimes doubt will rise up. Hello? Hello? Turn with me to back to Proverbs 8, verse 34. The Word of God says, "Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors." Blessed, happy is he that hears, that watches, that waits. That hears me, that watches, that waits. Because they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. We're watching, we're hearing, we're watching, and we're waiting. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 14. Jesus gives us an illustration in here of the disciples were out in the sea, and there was a storm, and the winds were blowing, and it was rocking their ship, okay? And Matthew 14, 27, the Bible says, "But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come out of the ship, Peter walked on the water to go to Jesus." All of a sudden, this man is walking above the storm, right? But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried and said, "Lord, save me." What the Lord wants to impart into our hearts and our minds today, when doubt comes in, our eyes must be upon Jesus. When Peter's eyes was upon Jesus, he was walking on top of the storm. When Peter took his eyes off of Jesus and focused on the storm, all of a sudden Peter began to sink. In other words, if you make the storm bigger than Jesus, you'll stay in your storm. Jesus is bigger than any storm, any trial or tribulation that any one of us can go through. He's greater than any storm. He says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. He says, fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Jesus took out his right hand and he lifted Peter right up out of the water. And he said, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said, O thou of little faith, wherefore dost thou doubt? And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Amen. In other words, when the enemy tries to bring you doubt, you know how you get rid of doubt? You shout it out. If death and life are in the power of the tongues, we're going to speak the answer and not the problem. Whatever we feed. What did Peter do? He took his eyes off of Jesus and got his eyes on the storm. I believe. You got to get it in your heart. I believe. No matter what lie the adversary is saying, I believe what God said. Amen. He is greater. He is the great I am. Hallelujah. Are we ought to get in a place where we just say, all of a sudden we just say, then sings my soul.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art.
That's good. Thank you. Hallelujah. In other words, I don't sing because I have the answer. I sing because I believe the promise. Amen. And all the promises of God in Him are what? Amen. In other words, so all of a sudden, when the storms of life come in, all of a sudden, I've got to say, how great thou art. That thou art bigger, that thou art greater, that thou art greater than this that I'm facing. That He is my God, shall supply all my need according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Is anybody getting with me? Amen. Because as we're patiently waiting for the Lord, all of a sudden, duty continues, difficulties come, and doubt will try to rise. But listen to me what the Word of God says in 1 Timothy chapter 2. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 8. He says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. So all of a sudden, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. So I'm going to lift my hands without anger. Hello? In other words, the Bible says be angry and sin not. Our anger and our unforgiveness holds back the hand of God. In other words, we can't even find ourselves lifting up holy hands because we're holding on to junk. It's no benefit to you. It's killing you. It's destroying you. It's causing you disease and sickness. Let the junk go and let God. Hallelujah. Let people go. Free people. Stop holding people in bondage. Let it be a day that you let somebody free. Amen. Release them. Amen. People that have hurt you, people that abuse you, people who have done all manner of evil against you, just release them. Just let them go. It's no benefit to you to hold on to it. Amen. It steals your peace. It steals your joy. It steals everything that the Lord wants to give you. Hallelujah. He says, hey, can we lift up holy hands and not have anger or doubt? Amen. Just lift up your hands and say, Lord, I release it to you. This battle does not belong to me. It belongs to you. Take it from me, Lord. I give it to you. I don't want it anymore. I want to dance with you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give them praise and glory in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants you to know as we're patiently waiting. And what I'm waiting for, I'm waiting for this big thing that's coming from the Kingdom of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Not that I got to continue to stay busy. I keep my hands to the plow, not looking back. For anybody who looks back isn't fit for the kingdom of God. I mean, I got to stay busy, got to keep my eyes on the prize. And the prize is Jesus Christ. The prize is my glorious home that I'm going to be at. Amen? Amen? I don't know what anybody might do to me on this earth, but I know where I'm going to spend eternity. I'm going to spend it with Jesus. Amen? Amen? So I'm not going to let anything bother me. And when it comes just for a moment. But doesn't mean it doesn't come. Amen? Amen? So we find, as we're patiently waiting, those that wait upon the Lord, that he'll renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not go weary. They'll walk and not faint. As we're patiently waiting, our duty continues. Difficulties exist. Doubt rises. And sometimes delay will weary us. Look back to Proverbs chapter 8. Here's the answer for that. Here's the answer for your weariness. Listen to me. Here's your answer. For whosoever findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Whoever findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Amen. So look with me in Galatians chapter 6. The Word of God says this. The Word of God says in verse 9, and let us not be weary and well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. The Apostle Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. He says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So when the enemy comes in and tries to steal my joy, tries to steal my peace, tries to steal what God has purchased for me, and I'm patiently waiting for his answer, he says that my duty continues. Even though the difficulties there, we're not to be, God doesn't call us to live in denial. All right? Difficulties will exist because we live in a difficult world. Doubt will rise. The adversary will try to bring doubt. Delay will weary. But here's what the Lord said. But determination settles the matter. Determination is what settles. Amen. Look back with me in the text again to Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 36. He says, but he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Does anybody in the room love death? How many people in here love Jesus? Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's look what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Is everybody temperature comfortable? The Apostle Paul said in verse number 2 of 1 Corinthians 2. He says, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and with much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and power, that our faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Paul says, hey, he made a determination. Matter of fact, in 1 Peter chapter 5, the Apostle Peter said this, in verse number 10, but the God of all grace, who have called us into eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after we have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. In other words, what the Apostle Paul, he got into a mindset. He was determined. He was, the Bible says in Romans 8, 38 and 39, he was persuaded. He was persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature was able to separate him from the love of God, which was in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. In other words, God says to you, you have to recognize who you are. Amen. You're his child. He purchased you with his son. God purchased you. You belong to him. He put the Spirit of God in you and I, and we're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Amen. God wants us to know, as we're patiently waiting for our answers, our duty still continues. Amen. It's not stopping. Here's what the Lord spoke to me and said this. He's destined you and I to greatness. He calls us kings and priests. He's destined you to greatness. But the destiny comes with decision. God's already made his mind up. So in closing, what he does is he speaks to you and I. Look with me in Jeremiah chapter 29. It's a familiar scripture, but we're going to go there in closing today. Verse 20, chapter 29, verse number 11. He says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." He says, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." You know what the Lord was saying to me? He says, hey, he knows the plans that he has for you. But his plans is never fulfilled unless I decide to follow his plan. God has a plan in every heart and every life in the room. Sometimes we end up in the places we are because we failed to follow his plan. And we try to follow our own plan. And when we follow our own plan, we end up in a mess. And we have a tendency to blame God because we ended up in a mess. And God said, I gave you instructions if you would follow my plan. Not our plan, but his plan. Then I would operate and I'd be blessed. You know that word? That word blessed in the New Testament comes from the Greek word makarios. Makarios means well off. God has done everything for you and I to be well off. And all he is saying to you and I and closing today is, will you get in my plan and not your plan? So in closing today, as he's speaking to us, he says, as we're patiently waiting for the Lord, for the things that we're seeking from him. He spoke his word and said, hey, our duty continues. That you're going to go through some difficulties in life. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The doubt, the adversary is going to try to throw doubt in your face. Sometimes in the delay. God's time is not my time, but he's always on time. He's never late. I don't know sometimes why it's always, sometimes I don't know why, but most of the time, a lot of times in my life, it's at 11:59, right at the midnight hour. Amen. So when doubt, when delay wearies us, remember, our determination settles the matter. Amen? Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to the house to do. Father, today was about us. Your word says that the trying of our faith worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that is given to us. Father, you sent your word today to encourage the body. So can we all stand? I believe everyone in the room knows Jesus. I don't know anybody that doesn't know Jesus in the room. Can we just all stand? Did you hear what the Lord was saying to us today? Did you hear what he is saying to us today? It's not my words, it's his word. He sent his word to heal us. It's up to us if we receive it or not. God isn't going to make anybody do anything. Amen? God doesn't force himself on anybody. God's a perfect gentleman. Amen? But today he says to you and I, amen, that he's destined you to greatness. And if you want to receive that destiny, it calls for a decision. Lord, and you know what the decision is? Lord, not my way, but your way.